It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
First, I'd like to introduce Megan Bowen and Brian Aniker, who are with us this morning, and they're two of the top plant ecologists in the county.
Brian is our new Chief Science Officer for the Open Space and Mountain Parks Department.
And Brian is going to talk about phenology. My spell check keeps trying to make it into phrenology.
Phenology is the study of recurring events in nature. We've got about 12 volunteer naturalists signed up, and each of them are going to adopt a trail and walking it on a weekly or biweekly basis and making observations on some woody plant species.
So walking along the McClintock Trail, this is a very dense stream corridor, and hikers love this area because it's shady and it's cool. They really enjoy that experience, which is very different than the traditional Southern Rocky Mountain experience. Oh my, here is a choke cherry, and we can see it is just beginning bud break. They're kind of sour smelling.
They do smell. It's up to the person to decide if it smells good.
Right.
It is one of the three focal plants we're going to be looking at this year, choke cherry along with the Oregon grape, and then the last one is the wild plum.
Well, you were talking about the choke cherry not smelling good, and I think it smells very good. But then I kind of like a faint scent of skunk, too. But the wild plums that you mentioned, those are wonderful. They just are overpoweringly sweet and attract bees and butterflies. The wild plums should be about peak sometime early to mid-April.
Here's Oregon grape. We're up on a hillside that's getting a lot of sun exposure, so it's especially warm relative to where we were down in the creek bed. These are the buds of the flowers that are about to open, and we're going to see really pretty yellow flowers throughout this hill slope. I don't know what they smell like. I would have to investigate them this spring once they open up.
When you get a huge mass of the Mahonia repens or the Oregon grape, it's very sweet. It's just overpowering. And if you just have a few of them, you don't notice the smell unless you actually put your face right into it.
Finally, we found a Mahonia that is open. So now we see a bunch of flower buds plus a single flower that's open to reveal the different whorls of yellow petals and sepals. It does smell sweet. It's very faint because there's only one open flower. But it does have a bit of a nice odor to it. And part of our program is really interested in looking at when those flowers come out and whether or not they are really in sync with the fauna and the pollinators and how much change there is over time.
That's one of the scary things about global warming is that a lot of times the birds are out of sync with their food sources and the caterpillars are out of sync with what they need.
Starting in 2016, when we look back in 10 or 20 years, have we seen some continuous movement of flowering in chokecherry to go earlier and earlier to match shifting seasonality and temperature? Field observations will start in early April. For more information, you can contact me, Brian Aniker.
Ruth Carol Cushman is co-author of Wild Boulder County and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.